This is New England Public Radio. Sometimes community organizations close down because of a lack of funding or not enough interest. But when it comes to bingo and other senior activities in Clarksburg, Massachusetts, the main problem is aging. New England Public Radio's Nancy Cohen reports.
82-year-old Shirley Therian, vice chairman of the Clarksburg Council on Aging, says as of the end of the month, the group is disbanding.
We were 14 members at one time, and now we're down to five. And we just lost one. We went to her funeral yesterday. And nobody's coming to take our place.
Therian says the group needs younger seniors from Clarksburg, age 60 and older, to volunteer.
Our oldest person is in their late 90s, and we just can't do this anymore.
The board used to hold monthly breakfasts, guest speakers, picnics, Halloween and Christmas parties. Now, it's mostly bingo, and this may be the last game.
Okay, now we're going to play crisscross, corner to corner for $10.
Clarksburg has about 1,600 people, but the bingo players are mostly from towns nearby, North Adams, Florida, even southern Vermont. On this day, about 30 seniors are seated at long tables, hunkered over bingo cards.
I, 29.
Some come for the chance to win a few dollars, but most come to be with people. 82-year-old Marilyn Dobbs says without this twice-a-month gathering, it's going to be tough not seeing her friends.
A lot of people that I've known all my life, so this is the only chance I get to see them.
For people who have lost spouses, it's a time to be with others. 70-year-old Dorothy Greenlaw says she comes to talk and listen.
Finding out what's going on in other people's lives and all that, it's a way to get things off your chest that you have no one else to talk to. Like, I'm a widow. I've been a widow for more than 20 years.
Just last fall, Clarksburg hired a senior center director. It's not clear yet how her job will change or what will happen to the senior center building.
Is there anything that could happen to keep it going?
A miracle.
Shirley Therian is still hopeful younger seniors will step forward.
We're praying for a miracle.
For New England Public Radio, I'm Nancy Cohen.